My name is Logan Chrislaw. I farm with my father on our farm outside of Fayette, Missouri. Raise Charolais cattle and row crops.
From the election day on Tuesday, where it was decided by voters to retain the Howard County Health Ordinance, how do you react to that vote?
You know, Tom, I think we react the same way we've reacted to news in the past. We have to get up each day and ultimately try to take the best care of our livestock with the available resources that we have. Certainly, we're disappointed with the results of the election. We don't feel like it's necessarily the right environment for future generations trying to come back to the family farm or even go out and expand on that or bring some more value to that operation. And we just want to make sure that the farm families in this community have the opportunity to expand their operations moving forward.
So how do you move on from here? Where do you go from here now that this has been decided?
Well, I think it's going to take a lot of communication. There are a lot of people in this community, I think, that this has sparked their interest in what we're doing at the farm level, especially, you know, what the family farms, that they're well-established and well-run in this community, the way that we're caring for our livestock. And I think if we can, anytime you can open a dialogue with your consumers, you can always have a beneficial end to that. And we'll keep continuing to work with them and try to work with our commissioners going forward to ensure that our rights on the farm are protected.
Am I hearing somewhat of a search for a silver lining in this?
You know, you have to be optimistic and look at the glass as half full. You know, I think that as a producer, you know, it's certainly a blow. And if you sit there and look at this as all the restrictive ways that you can't do something, you'll never be able to move forward. Like I said, we've got to get up every day and continue doing what we're doing as producers to ensure that we're producing a quality food product for people all around the world, not just in this community.
How are you affected personally by it?
You know, I don't know that I'm directly affected at this moment. We're not running a large operation, but it definitely limits your opportunities growing forward to expand, whether that would be some type of value-added feeding program on the farm with my own cattle or partnering with another company to do some custom feeding with them. You know, you're going to have to follow these restrictions and abide by all the rules. And I don't think they were necessarily written with practical mindset or necessarily even a good understanding of modern production agriculture.
Describe,
so that's going to present some challenges going forward. But
describe your operation.
We run primarily a cow-calf operation. We background our cattle and feed them in a custom feedlot out of state. We raise our own breeding heifers and raise breeding bulls for other producers around the area.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
I'd like for everyone to take the opportunity to get to know their local farmers, and I'd like to take the opportunity as a farmer to reach out to many consumers, not only in this community but in others, so that we can have an honest discussion about what it takes to produce the great quality food that we have in this country. We're really blessed with a food production system that is the best in the world, and it's gotten that way from generations of hard work, and I think it's time that we communicate that hard work again.
I have heard this described as a victory against big ag or factory farms. How do you react to that?
I don't think it's necessarily a victory in either regard. It certainly may be more restrictive for big farms and big ag to come in and partner with local producers. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it will really affect big ag. This is really going to affect the producers in this county and in other counties with similar regulations. Big Ag will find a way to continue doing what they do, which is efficiently in producing food that we enjoy in this country.
And who is Big Ag?
I think we're all Big Ag, aren't we? We all have a big appetite. You know, ag is a big picture. It's not necessarily just the big corporations that people want to always portray. The small farms and niche markets, family farmers play an integral role in what we're doing. You know, we're all part of big ag, I suppose.